With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he has no hard feelings toward Tesla CEO Elon Musk and believes his one-time ally will return to the Republican Party.
What's he going to do? He's going to go with the radical left lunatics? You know, they're lunatics. I don't think he has a choice. He's a man of common sense. He's a good man. He got off the reservation incorrectly, and that's okay because, you know, it's just one of those things.
The president was interviewed on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network earlier this summer. Musk announced plans to start his own political party. President Trump says he will direct federal law enforcement intervention to combat crimes in Chicago and Baltimore. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
We're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in.
The president will be taking action over the objections of state and local officials in both Chicago and Baltimore.
We're going to do it anyway. We have the right to do it, because I have an obligation to protect this country.
Donald Trump has already sent National Guard troops into Washington and federalized the police force here in the nation's capital, where he has legal authority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Google receives a mixed decision in court.
A federal judge's ruling will require a shakeup of Google's search engine, but stopped short of ordering the sale of Chrome in a government antitrust case. The decision orders Google to give rivals access to some of its search engine secrets, including data stockpiled to create search results. Google fiercely opposed this resolution. The ruling is anticipated to cause ripple effects across an industry where there's little legal precedent to govern its frontiers. Google has vowed to appeal this decision and to continue fighting a separate DOJ litigation. George Williams, Washington.
Stocks remain mixed, the Dow dropping 252 points, the Nasdaq ahead 92. This is SRN News. A vaccination bill has been introduced in Congress.
The legislation would bar federal funding to any school system in the country that refuses to grant religious exemptions to vaccination requirements. Republican Congressman Greg Stube of Florida introduced the measure, saying, quote, "No student or their family should ever be coerced into sacrificing their faith or jumping through loopholes to comply with a vaccine requirement. The GRACE Act reaffirms our country's commitment to protecting religious freedom." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is seeking United Nations authorization for a gang suppression force to help tackle violence in Haiti. That country has been escalating violence with gangs controlling most of the capital. Kidnappings are common, and Christian missionaries are a particular target. In 2021, a gang abducted 17 missionaries, including 5 children. This is SRN News. A handful of college athletes are suing the NCAA over a redshirt rule in a case that could cover thousands.
Vanderbilt linebacker Langston Patterson and former Hawaii quarterback Braden Shager are among 10 plaintiffs suing the NCAA over its redshirt rule that puts restrictions on the 5 years athletes have to practice, play, and graduate. The class action lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Tennessee alleges the NCAA violates U.S. antitrust laws with how its redshirt rule covers playing time for athletes during eligibility. The lawsuit includes 7 other named plaintiffs and potentially thousands of current and former NCAA players. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Oregon lawmakers gathered in Salem on Friday for a special session focused on transportation funding. But while the state Senate met as scheduled, the state House failed to reach the two-thirds quorum required to conduct business. More details at srnnews.com.